Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rozath, and it is a Monday night. You're listening to BBS Radio, bbsradio.com. The number to call in, 1-888-815-9756. Blessed is the understanding among those who follow it, and blessed is their determination, and blessed are they who revere the man who awakes that follows the way. They are free from fear. They are free. They have crossed over the river of sorrow. And we're coming into a new year. Just a few, I can't believe it, about 3.5 weeks away. And, you know, a lot of people talk about New Year's resolutions, things you want to resolve, things that you want to intend in your life. I'm asking each and every one of you to take the time in this moment to really go into your heart and work in the now. And then when you get into the new year, you're stepping into that day in the now. Truly, there is no yesterday. It's only now. Yesterday is gone. Doesn't mean that you can't appreciate the things that you've experienced in the past or even get a little mad. You can. But those days are gone and you are here. So what is it that you intend? And when you read the Dhammapada, and that's just what I was reading was the Dhammapada, and you talk about being blessed and blessed in understanding, those who follow understanding and those who are determined, those who wake up and follow the way. What is the way? The way is a path. It's your path. It's not about going to one specific church. It's not about belonging to a specific group. It's about going into your heart and coming from a space of love. And sometimes when you do that, things start to go a little crazy. You feel like things are just falling all over the place, and how can you take control, and what do you do? And then the monkey mind takes hold, and you start trying to think up reasons of why you did this and why you did that. And then what starts to happen is you start to get still, and you start to look at your life like a looking glass, and your life becomes clear that it's not about all those things. It's not about, you know, what was. It's about what is. And when you sit still and you allow yourself to simply be, you start to have an understanding. And that understanding is like a river. And a river, when it flows, it may, you know, encounter many stones, but it finds its way around, over, under things, and it flows freely. It doesn't worry about a current that might pick it up and just stir energy up. It just allows itself to go where it needs to go. So can you, in this moment, allow yourself to be like the river? And once you cross over that river of sorrow or fear, whatever it is, that determination will carry you in each and every moment of your life. It's all about what's in you, and that's what this show is about, interviews. It's about looking within yourself and saying, I can do this. Wherever you want to go, wherever you want to be, simply just be. And when you do, watch your life start to shift. So as we're going into the new year, what is it that you want? Think about it. Be it. And if you want to call into the show, 888-815-9756. Right now we have Suzanne from Thousand Oaks, California. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. It's been a bumpy year. You said it was a 5-year for me, and it has been indeed bumpy. And my question to you is, does that continue in 11? And if so, what's the best way to write it out when you're looking at making career type changes?
Can I get your birthday?
4/25/67.
Okay, so the first thing is that let's look at the, remember I was talking about the river and mm-hmm. how it just finds its way. So let's take you into the now, right now, okay? You're where you are, you know, you have accumulated a lot of experiences, and instead of looking at them in a way of pulling you backwards, look at them as right now, those experiences have really allowed you to get to where you are now. So right. With your feet firmly planted on the ground, I see that as a strength. I actually feel like a lot of your experiences have came also through relationships. That's what they're telling me. And it's really neat because the way you deal with relationships is it's you're very strong. You're strong in... it's almost like a persistence is what I'm getting. It's like, you know, and you've been knocked over, but it's like I've got my feet on the ground and I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. I keep seeing something with, I want to say writing, but it's typing. So you put your ideas. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. It does. Okay. So you put your ideas all into something and it's like they're in a lot of different places, but it's all coming right. It's right there. And it's like a matter of organizing it and putting it to where you need it to be instead of, it's like you can create a million different things, but you don't know where to place it.
Right.
So let's think of like a pool table, you know, it's like, everything will fall into place the way it needs to. And you just have to focus. And that's what I'm seeing is I see two different people around you. One in particular is a woman and she seems to really, I feel like maybe in the past has had some promises, but it feels like now she's going to come through if you ask. It's like, really ask. Don't be afraid to ask for help. There's something here also. You're in California, and I saw Delaware. And so you might want to write that down. There's something about Delaware, and there's something about, it's about publishing. I'm getting a really strong sense of publishing. And I feel like there's something that's going to tie in around February. When you said about, oh, the next 5 years being bumpy, I'm like, you know, when you're saying that, it's like, just let's throw that away and let's just say, here you are now, and now you're moving forward, and these are the connections you're making. A few connections that are from before, I can see, I saw the name, it's William, and this is somebody that's, I get somebody on the other side, though, that's really helping you kind of, and it's passing the torch. So you're moving and you're connecting with people and you're bringing people together. I want to say there's some sort of network that you're creating also, and it's about being freestanding. So you're not, it's not like you're always going to have to work for someone else. You're working for yourself. And I just really feel that, you know, as we get into February, then you get into August, that's when things are really going to pick up and move. But this is about getting on your computer, making connections, picking up the phone. It's about, I call it where your cookies have been stored. It's about pulling the cookies out, you know, and allowing things to happen and
right.
Watch
like
what unfolds. Does that make sense?
It does. And one of the things I have, you know, I've been tossing around is going back to school. I'm a couple of credits shy of a degree. But I thought, you know, I don't know if that's what I want to do. And then it was hit me last night. One of my passions is, of course, writing. And I had agreed to write a book with another woman, but she kind of flaked. So I never moved forward with her on that. But I was thinking last night, you know, I should just do it on my own. And one of the things that occurred to me was, instead of taking a class, finish my degree, why don't I take a class on writing? Something, you know, that, I mean, that will count towards my degree, that will count towards my future, but it's also something that I enjoy, because some of us can just sit down and write, but you know, some of us don't. Like, my book is in pieces, and I don't know how to organize it. And I know a lot of the classes will teach you actually how to put it together so that it makes sense. So when you send it to a publisher, it then becomes real to them.
Okay, so, and that makes a lot of sense. That, I mean, and I feel like what that's going to do is it's going to stir up your creativity, if that makes sense.
Right.
And it's also going to, it's going to bring about, you know, it's funny because when you said that, I see a professor being helpful. And that name, William, I just write that down because it's significant. They're telling me that's really significant. And also what I want you to do, I pulled up and it's an exercise that is really important. It's called drift watching. Mm-hmm. And what you're doing is you're allowing yourself, it's like you look at one point, and it maybe it's in a wall, or, you know, you're looking at, and you're just kind of allowing your mind as you're looking at that one point to travel to different things, like creative things. And that will allow your, so say if I said to you, okay, look at that in the corner. Look at the corner of the wall where the wall comes together. You know consciously that you're looking at that corner, but then what happens is by if you're sitting there for maybe 5 minutes, then your mind starts to travel to other things. And your ideas start to flow. Things start to really come in. And you're not focusing so much on, I got to write this or I have to have the right idea. You're actually just allowing it to be free flowing. And that comes to me that that's really important for you, because I think what happens is you trip on your worry of your thoughts. Does that make sense?
Right.
You trip yourself up.
Yeah, and I tend to channel as I write. So if I just let it free flow, which I'm not, then it just comes no matter what.
Yes.
And I think the more you're in your head, the less you allow that channel.
Yes. And what happens is you actually develop, you start to experience your own awareness. And the quality of the experience of your awareness actually just quadruples, you know, it's huge. And it's really important for you to stay in that state of experience. And you'll see that as things, you know, I had wrote this, it's like we're always aware of time and space registration. As our memory repeats what happens, we cannot remain in that state of experience for more than a fraction of a moment because we've never consciously tried. Whenever we are held in experience for a longer duration than a fraction of that moment, we find that we're lost to the immediate world around us for that duration. So when by you just staying where you are, you're channeling. You know what I mean? You're bringing in information. You're not in that, oh my gosh, I've got to write this. I'm not like everybody else the way things flow. And I'm going to tell you something. For me, when I was writing my first book, it was already together. It was it's about relationships and about men and about connecting. But the second book was a book that I couldn't just sit down and do it. Like, you know, it had to be channeled. You know what I mean? It had to come in and just, it had to flow, and it was about intuition. And that's a lot like what you're writing, because it's there to help people, and it's also there to help you, to give you a launching pad of expression. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Good.
Thank you.
And I am excited. Let me know when you get that book out there, because I would love to read it.
Well, it was funny because I was just reading over some of the notes and stuff that I put together yesterday. So, you know, when the divine timing and messages are, you know, it was meant to be. It's hurt again.
you know, divine timing, divine order. You know, that's the big thing is when you let yourself, when you let things fall into divine order, it's like you can stand still and it just, it's like when you're playing cards and you shuffle the deck together, they just, it's that feeling, you know, when you just, you bring them together and you're like, okay, that makes sense, rather than picking them up and, you know what I mean, constantly going over and over what your ideas are, what you put in order. Just allow it to flow from your soul. And I would love to find out more about William because there's something about that name. You'll have to call back and share that with me. I would love to hear that.
I have an uncle by marriage who's still living but not for much longer. That's his name. And then I have a friend who's living named Willie William. I'll have to check with my mom and see if there's anybody else, but those are the only two that come to mind.
Yeah, check and see, because I definitely feel like this is somebody that has passed away. I heard third generation William, so there's something about that. And most of all, bless you and have, you know, set the intention now. Let's not wait for the new year. Let's do it now. That's what's important. Okay.
Right. And that's why I felt this push lately to move forward, and that's why I was researching the schools and, you know, how much more time would it take, and that's when, I just feel this push forward. It's somebody's got their hand in the middle of my back and saying, do this.
And, you know, that school, like going and taking that class, and it's really just there for you to give you an anchor, like just kind of, it's that inspiration, you know, it's there to help you, and it's already everything else. You have all the knowledge that you need. Your thoughts sometimes just get in the way of you thinking that you don't. I feel like the class is a gift that you're giving to yourself. And so look at it that way and have fun. Play, you know, play a little. It's fun to play.
Fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
Writing is fun, and it's there's no mistakes. There's no nothing wrong that I could put on paper. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like there's any fear of judgment or any fear of saying the wrong thing, because it's a message that will be the right thing for someone.
Can you say that again?
Afraid of it.
Can you? You say, I embrace my gift. Yes. With grace and ease, it will flow.
It will flow, yes.
With grace and ease. Ease and grace.
Yeah.
There you go. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, Allison. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And you're listening to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rozaff. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Frank from New York on line two. We'll be right back with Interviews.
Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information and how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you're listening to BBS Radio. BBSRadio.com is where you can go, and you can call in. 888-815-9756 is the number. I want to invite you over to my website, KimmyRose.com. You, yes, can get your horoscope. I actually do a weekly horoscope. And also, if you'd like to call in and get guidance, you can call 734-854-1514. And that's KimmyRose.com is the website. And we're talking all about being in the flow, flowing with the flow and being in the moment. It's a hard thing to do. It's been quite a challenge for me. Sitting still can be a challenge. People always ask me, why do you sit on the floor? And I'm a big person that I could get rid of all the furniture in my house. And the reason I sit on the ground is because it allows me to connect, actually connect with the earth and stay in the moment. If I'm sitting up high, a lot of times I have a hard time with like monkey mind and traveling all over the place. And I was just talking about drift watching. And if you really look at a point, find a point somewhere on a wall and just stare at it. And what starts to happen is after a while, your mind will start, you're watching something, you're looking at one point, but your mind starts to drift into different areas. And it really allows your creativity to flow. And by allowing you to allowing your creativity to flow, it allows you to let things simply be. And like a river, your thoughts will flow through you freely. A lot of people ask me, how do you let things come in intuitively? I just do. I listen, I pay attention, and I listen, I taste, I smell, I touch, I feel beyond the veil. And the veil is everything that is right in front of you in a conscious way. To move beyond it and experience the moment. We want to bring on the line right now Frank from New York. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hi, Kimmy. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I would like to know if you have any messages from my guides or what you see in my future with relationships or career, or both.
The first thing, both. And you know what? I'm gonna say that they're very proud of you for speaking up and knowing that you deserve to know both, not just one thing. That's really important. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I could just sense you going, oh, I'm so glad I said both. But the relationship thing, the first thing that came to me was watch out. I felt this sense of getting out of your own way. Like, get out of your own way. It's like, and they're just kind of shaking their head. They're shaking their head and they're going, you know, you can make anything of anything, but you want it to be something, if that makes sense. It's like you want something and you have a very deep heart. It's just simply about allowing yourself to see clearly. And so it's letting things just kind of flow in and be. And the career part is really connected to relationship and the relationship you have with yourself. There's something about really strong. I see something about your dad. And it's a connect. It's something, and I don't know if it's been, there's something bumpy there or something that I just see a path of, it's like the path of least resistance often is persistence, being persistent, but it's also allowing others to be who they are. And I see such a strong soul connection with your dad, and it's to the point of maybe clearing some things out, you know, like clearing things out so that you're not worried all the time, or the expectations you place on yourself, because you put a lot of expectations on yourself. They're not so heavy. What is your birthday?
September 1st, 71.
So when I say expectations, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're so heavy on yourself with things that you don't ever have to worry about keeping yourself in check, because you've already done it 5 minutes ago. You know, you just and it's nice to hear you laugh. So, because that's really the space that you have to operate from, especially in relationships, because boy, you will drive yourself crazy trying to figure out what that person's thinking all the time. You know,
yeah.
What's that person thinking? I would say your favorite saying is, if you could ask for one magical wish, it might be, Kimmy, if you could you reach into that person's mind and just tell me what they think?
Because
otherwise you're driving yourself nuts. And it's like, well, I'm going to tell you this. You never really know what a person's thinking, because in any given moment that can shift and change. It depends on how you know, where the space that you stand. And I actually see some really good things with relationship. I see certain things getting resolved, and I see new things coming in front of you. And I saw the date of March the 3rd. Not sure what day that's on, but it's being given to you. And I'm being told to, okay, let me listen, because I see some, they, well, this person works on a, seems like this person works on a computer and does, I don't know if it's designing or something with, I'm not sure. I see this person kind of, I want to say maybe putting numbers together, like it's like creating. So maybe they do some type of calculating with finances. There's something there. I don't know why, but it's a feeling that you got to finish something up, though. There's something that needs to be finished up. Let me ask you this. Do you, and I'm jumping over real quick to career. Do you do any traveling?
No.
There's something about the Florida. There's something about going. Let me just see. I want to say, I'm not sure if it's Florida. Yeah, it is Florida. They're telling me Florida. There's something about Florida, and it's really significant in that. I don't know if it's around our relationship. I don't know if it's around career. I just know that I'm supposed to share that with you. And it's coming in. That's coming in closer to August. So have you thought of, there is a change. See, I start to ask you a question, then I answer. Sorry, that's me. But
keep going. I want to know more.
Okay, good. I'm glad. is there any, like, is there anything with... Is there, there seems to be something with maybe making a change with a job, or there's just something significant about that. But I see like an irritation too. Like sometimes it's like finances can be scary. You know what I mean? And then it's like this little mild irritation. They're telling me that you're going to make some changes. You're going to make some big shifts. And that looks like it's going to happen probably right around the beginning of May. But right now, it's really going to be hard to not... don't hold on to your ego. And that's, you know, when I say that, it's like the little words and the things that burn from other people, don't let them determine how you feel in your job. It's, now, did anybody get laid off or?
Well, I got let go a few years ago, okay. And I'm currently on disability. But I don't want to be on disability anymore. And so I'm going into school to learn how to program, and I want to make games for iPods and iPhones and iPads, that kind of stuff. And I was thinking of making my own company and to do that, but I first have to learn how to do it. So I don't know if that ties into anything, because the class would be online. So
that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense, and it also makes a lot of sense in terms of financing, that the money will be there for you. If you want it to be, you know what I mean? It's kind of like
money.
Up to you. Can you say that? I allow, you know. Can you say, I am freedom?
I am freedom.
How does that feel?
Freeing.
It does, doesn't it? And that's the thing I see with you is that you bind your arms together a lot. Because you are, you know, it's like, you know, you gotta follow the rhythm of life in terms of, you know, really honoring people around you. But if you're not really, really listening to your rhythm, man, you're going to hit a lot of bumps along the way that aren't necessary, but they're also something you can't regret because they happened to get you back to your own rhythm. And that's what I feel is set the intention of freedom. And I actually feel like you do know a lot. You do know how to do things. You're gonna get the basic programming ideas. You know, the kind of the, you know, you'll get the formula, but you're gonna take it. There's something about animation that's really sick. Like maybe learning a little bit more about animation.
That's another thing I wanted to do. Was a little bit with animation.
Yeah, that's... See, I
like
really...
Like cartoons, like two-dimensional cartoon kind of stuff.
Yes, yes. And that's what they're telling me. They're telling me they're really, really, in a real strong way, it is online. There's some things you can do. And it just feels like maybe you're more comfortable in that way too. And I see you kind of sitting, it's funny because I could see you on a couch and you got your feet kicked up, your back against you know, the arm of the couch, and you'll have a laptop on your lap and everything in the world will be gone except you in that moment, you know. It's just there and you're creating from that space. And so it feels like make sure when you're learning, you're creating. And it's not something anybody that says, oh, yeah, well, you've got ideas. And nah, where you are, you're supposed to be. And
I do a lot with my computer, and I also make music through it. And I live on the internet, and everyone's telling me, oh, you need to go out more. But I feel like this surge of creativity and something like I worked like 10 years on Wall Street, and it was just... It just drained the life out of me. And I don't ever want to work for a corporation ever again. And I have this idea of making my own company and making apps that I could sell on iTunes and then hopefully try to spin that off to some sort of cartoon. This is my vision. I don't know if
that's what I feel
will come true.
Well, that's with the animation. You know, Walt Disney started out in a little apartment in New York and there was a mouse that was in his apartment, and he actually gave that mouse life. That's how Mickey Mouse, you know, that's how that was created. And when I'm talking to you, it's, you know, you're saying you spent all that time on Wall Street and it drained you, and you know you don't want to be any part of that. Well, then just don't, and just do what you want to do. And you really, what's real about Wall Street? Think about it. What's real? When you go into a bank and you take a loan out, that money isn't even real. It used to be where, you know, there was enough gold to support. Yeah, it's not there anymore.
Yeah, but it's more than just Wall Street. It's just working for another company.
Oh, yeah.
That's something I don't want. I want to be able to be my own person with freedom to do what I want to do. But I have to survive, so I need to make sure that I can make money enough. I don't need to be rich. I just want my freedom.
I actually picked a card for you, and I'll read it to you, because I know right now it's the World card, which in the tarot is, that's exactly where you're going and where you are at the same time. So the freedom is there because you've already intended that in your life. And so, yes, you've already started. You probably already have a name. And so you just have to cultivate, you know, water it, let it grow, you know, take your ideas and start. You know, the only thing that keeps you from starting a company is not starting a company. Right?
Yeah.
So, I am the dance of life. I reach my highest potential by full participation in the human experience. I am resolution. I whirl happily in a world of opposites. Matter and spirit, inner and outer, are one. I am awareness. I recognize and accept all aspects of myself. I am freedom. I have learned to dance easily with others and move forward without fear. I am whole, in touch with my highest power. I am the dance of life. I reach my highest potential. That is in the now, Frank. So you are here. Even though, you know, you're in New York, you've been on Wall Street, you've done all those things, it doesn't matter. You are where you are now. So just do it. The only thing that keeps you from creating a company is not creating it. There you go. I challenge you right now in this moment to do it. Well, otherwise, you won't. And I give you permission not to, too.
Yeah.
It's a good time period for you with your birthday. A really good time period would be right between February the 9th and July the 21st.
I've called on a couple of other shows, like with psychics and stuff, and there always seems to be something happening for me in the end of February, beginning of March. What is it that's going to happen on that date? Because they keep saying it's going to be big for you, end of February to March.
Let me tell you something about what I think about psychic predictions. You can have all the predictions in the world. If the other person isn't willing to participate energetically, it's not going to happen. And that time period for you is a real good time period that gives you where you'll have more opportunity to make things happen. It's like where the right things will come together. Things are going to happen. You know what I mean? It's going to flow easier. So for me, I'm saying that I use my intuition with others to help co-create better opportunities and manifestations. So I'm reaching up into the ethers and just giving you some of that intuition that's already part of you to take with you to manifest. So don't just sit there with it. Take it and do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's awesome.
And I appreciate you calling in. Have a Merry Christmas, okay, Frank?
Thank you.
And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to interviews. I'm Kimmy Rose, and you are listening to BBS Radio, bbsradio.com. 888-815-9756 is the number to call in. If you go over to my website, kimmyrose.com, you can get more information on the show You can also check out your horoscope. And that, again, the number to call me at, it, and that's to call my office, is 734-854-1514. And now we've got Luana from Sylvania, Ohio on line one. Hi, Luana.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And how are
Good.
You?
Tired.
Did you have a question?
And I got to ask you about this because, yeah, it's actually an energetic question because it's like, I just wondered if there's something kind of going on energetically. Now, I know we're in a Mercury retrograde, and I don't know what kind of an effect that always has on me, but I have actually felt more tired in the last 2 days than I can even describe, and I don't even understand that because I just left my job. I quit a job on Saturday, and I was, like, at the top of the world that night, just happy that it was finished and that chapter in my life was over. And and then Sunday and Monday, I've been really almost exhausted to, more exhausted than normal. So I just wondered if energetically there's something going on that would explain that, or is it just a letdown from leaving and moving on to the next phase of my life?
Well, actually, I mean, with the big thing that is really, really important for you to remember is we are, being in a Mercury retrograde, it the communication, things can get mixed up and messed up, but you probably have not been, well, I would say because I know you and you are a Gemini, you haven't been communicating with yourself. You know, you've been just kind of following the beat of, you know, I got to do this. And finally, you've slowed down and you've said, I got to quit that job. I can't be in that job. And then all of a sudden, so you probably were able to be in a job and flow with it, but it didn't feel right. And all of a sudden, now you're taking a deep breath and you're going, wow, I'm tired. I need to rest a little. Mm-hmm. What? What's rest?
Well, it could maybe this is just the exhaustion that I've been feeling from the job, and now it's actually settling in.
That's right. That's what I
feel.
Does
that make sense? Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. That makes perfect sense. Okay. As long as it makes sense to you. That I mean, but that's what
well, it
I
does.
Feel.
I mean, I'm always good at pushing myself, though, so I mean, normally if I have to get in the car, drive 2 hours, go do a job all day, drive home after, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, I just got through it, but it's been, I've been putting it in a reserve bank somewhere that had to be paid later.
And so, that's exactly what so is. Where is that bank?
Well, it's internally.
Where is it? Yeah, so it's not reserved, right?
Right,
it's
right,
never
right,
reserved
right.
If it's within. So if it's internally, it can't be reserved. And so, you know, it's funny because there's that pushing myself. And now when I say pushing myself, I think, man, I don't like to be shoved.
Mm-hmm.
How many times are we going to push ourselves? Yeah, exactly. It could be, it's like, it's not, that's the space that it's not worth it. It really isn't. And so, instead of pushing yourself, maybe gas up a little. So you're tired. So, you know, it's not fun to have gas either because it can give you a real bad stomach ache, right? I mean, so don't gas up where you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't want that kind of gas. No.
No, you don't want that. But gas up in a way that you're really allowing your energy to rhythmically flow, if that makes mm-hmm. sense, to flow to where you need it to go. And I'm going to just say that you know where you want to go. You know where you want to be. So just make it happen. And you are a person that can make things happen. But when you start pushing yourself, you push yourself right out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, when are you going to stop pushing yourself? Why would you push yourself? You know, why would you push yourself out the way? You might as well push yourself off a cliff. And then if you do, you better darn well have a parachute or think you can fly, right?
Well, you know, yeah. And yeah, I got to ask, well, I got something to read to you, actually. No, this is quick because you guys were talking,
okay.
You and Frank were talking there, and I was listening in, obviously, with everyone else, and you said something about freedom. And there was this little thing in one of my books, and it says, freedom is not doing as you please, but being pleased with what you do. And that was
that's
this is a book
the truth.
That somebody wrote from one of their spirit guides. And I thought, you know, that's a very good way to put that. Because
freedom
not
is not doing
as you please.
As you please,
but being pleased with what you do.
But pleased with what you do. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what is being pleased?
Mm-hmm.
It's not appeasing. It's not appeasing. It's pleasing. It's honoring. Right. And so where is your energy? It's banked within, right? So really think about the bank as a currency. That bank, it's your currency. It's not something that's, it's something that's real. Just like I was talking about when I was saying, when you go into a bank, you take out a loan, it's, there's no money there. I mean, it's really in a standard wise, it's not feasible. It's not real. Your energy is real, but if you think it's not, then it's not. So know that it's there. And when your body's tired, I mean, really, you're saying you're tired and exhausted. It's probably because you haven't been gassing yourself up the way that it, like you weren't doing the thing that felt good. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with the next phase of whatever I do with my life, I really, you know, when you say I know what I want to do, it's like, yeah, in a way, I want to do something that makes me happy. And I don't know, that's not even the right words probably, but something that I
ministry?
Find fulfilling. Well, it's something in that line. I think that's how I ended up doing what I was doing. And I was ministering to people anyway, trust me.
And is that a bad thing?
Oh, no, but it was, I wasn't doing, the work itself wasn't what I wanted to do and how I wanted to spend my time to get in front of people to talk about a bunch of things that I didn't care about.
So,
but I know that there were messages that I was there to receive and also there to give.
So I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And so getting in front of people
that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
is being with them.
Yeah.
Being present. So if you're not really presenting something to people that you believe in, then how can you ever be present, right?
Well, I always made
you know that.
Though. You know me.
Yes, I do. And
I overcome those obstacles. You know that.
Hey, Luanna.
You know, yes.
Welcome back. Welcome back to your.
Well,
life.
No, I needed the money, and I worked a job that I it fell back in my lap. I applied for the job and I didn't get it, and I thought, oh well, fine, whatever. And then it came back to me, and I thought, now why did that come back to me?
Because you weren't ready to let it go.
I don't know. I really had let it go. I thought I totally moved on. I was applying for other things. And then one day I got a phone call and I thought, my Lord, I applied for that thing 2-3 months ago. I mean,
yep.
I kissed that one goodbye and just moved on and said whatever.
But
and,
that was something
was
you needed to
it,
do.
But...
Yeah, but it's something you had to go through to realize because you will do that. You'll keep kicking yourself. You'll keep pushing yourself and pushing yourself till you realize... Wait a minute. I have a choice. So it's giving you a choice to decide. And sometimes when things just come up, it's hard to decide it, that you don't want to do something versus the, here's the logic versus, you know what I mean? The feeling. And so you got to get, you're a Gemini, so you got to get out, or you're an air sign, which is ruled by thought. So we have to learn to get out of our own way. Without pushing ourselves off the cliff, right? And be of exhaustion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen, sister.
Yeah. But I just
Thanks.
Want to manifest the next thing in my life that fits me.
Okay, so then
time, I don't then, know, I'm just going to be honest here. I don't know how to describe to God or the universe exactly what I'm asking for.
Who
and
is
that
God?
That sounds really silly.
No, that's not silly, not at
well,
all.
I'm talking
who is
about
God?
God, the Creator. Well,
where is God?
God is not a who. God is not a who.
where is God?
And God is within everything, and therefore God is also within
me. And where's and what do you got to do to get yourself flowing? Gas up.
Yeah, well, I feel like
so
I need to rust
feed
right now. Maybe that's
yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so feed yourself. With care, with kindness. Quit pushing yourself. because when you push, sometimes you do. It's like too much. And so the exhaustion is asking you to lay your head down and pray. Connect. Receive. And
yeah,
you will.
This is where my mind, yeah, and this is where my mind comes into something. And, I tell myself that I really sometimes don't feel that we're not in a place where that, I don't want to say perfect job, but that thing that I know that's out there that I haven't found yet.
Can you say I deserve?
I know it's there. What's that?
Can you say I deserve?
I do deserve. I've pushed enough through
that
other barriers.
I do say I deserve.
Yes, I
deserve. And so it is. That's it. It's that simple. There's your gas.
Yeah.
You know, ask and you will receive.
You know,
and it's
that
like,
too,
that's that's like Jesus knocking on the door, that picture. That door's always open. Do you believe it?
Right.
That has to do with you. That's the doorway within yourself.
Yeah.
That's
and
it.
Yes, I understand that. I do understand that. And
yes, you do. You do. You really do.
But here's the thing that I debate over sometimes is that we have free will. On an earth basis, we ask for things that we want. You know, I want to be happy. I want this. I want a job that I can support myself. You know, we have these earthly needs. And at the same time, I always want God's will to be done. So how, you know, sometimes I feel like there's a split in some of that when I don't want to feel that split.
There's no split. Yes.
I know there's no split, but sometimes
have you ever seen
like
the picture of
form.
Have you ever seen the picture? There's a picture that it's of the shadow. It's like a person embracing a shadow. And the split occurs when you are separated from the opposite of what you think you are, which is really nothing because you are just simply who you are. And so the shadow means embrace your shadow. Whatever it is that you're trying to step in or out of, allow it to flow within you and know that it's already done. You know, I have a very good friend of mine who just said, all these things are happening and I just can't believe that they're happening and they're flowing together and wow, it just fell into place. And it's because you just simply allow it to. If you don't allow it to, or you don't think you deserve it, it won't. It's
well,
that magical.
Yeah. But here's the funny thing with that, because I know exactly what those experiences are like, because I've had days and weeks that are on a run of things just happening and doing, and you go, wow, this is just incredible. This is just unbelievable. It's mind-blowing. At times, and especially when it doesn't stop. But then,
you know what I call it?
You know,
yummy.
Well, yeah. But then it does stop at some point, or at least in our rational mind, we see that, you know, those experiences one after the other, the serendipity. I've had days where it's just nonstop. Every moment is almost like, wow, I cannot even imagine the timing, who I encountered. Just every little thing was absolutely amazing. And I think that's the fun part is when you're in awe of it because you know you're in the midst of it, you are very aware of it, and it still keeps unfolding and happening, and you're thinking, this is just incredible.
And so what is...
But then you have moments like this when you're exhausted and you don't feel like anything's falling into place.
You know what my daughter says? She says it's called awesomeness. You're in your own awesomeness.
Yeah.
And that's the part that has to do with being... in the moment and not worrying, just like letting yourself do that. And I will admit to being perfectly, you know, guilty of not, you know, like I get out in and out of my moments, but that's when I surround myself with people that I trust and that I can talk to and say, well, blah, 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 blah. And they just look at me and they'll just say, just breathe or just be, or just simply let, you know, and I always know when somebody says, just breathe. It's like that song, or just Kim, they just hold space and there's a mirror and it's like, okay, I get it. I can do this. This is cool. And that's all you got to do is take a breath connect and allow and know that you deserve. So let's, like, before we wrap up the show, can you say, I deserve?
I deserve. I'm just not sure what I deserve.
Do you hear the
I'm
question
not sure
mark?
What that thing is, but
wait
I
a minute.
To allow.
You're
no,
saying
I heard myself. Trust me.
Okay, wait. Let, can we do this? I deserve, and don't put any dot, dot, dots after the deserve. Don't put a period. Just say, I deserve. How does that feel? No dot, dot, dots, and no period.
Yeah, it's better. It was because you're allowing. It's because whatever is meant to be. And when I put in my resignation on that job and having no job set up, and what I thought was going to happen absolutely did not happen. And I felt really good about it, too, and I was like, okay. But it didn't happen, and I still went ahead and quit this job. And I thought, well, this is a chapter that has to close anyway. It has to close. And I woke up one morning, and when I woke up, I was writing my resignation letter in my head. And I went, well, today's the day I turn it in. I mean, obviously, I'm waking up, and it's in my psyche. It's right there, and I'm typing it up.
So
I'm like,
quiet
okay.
your mind.
That was it.
Quiet mm-hmm. your mind. Reflect, be a watcher. Nothing binds you because you are free. Simple truth. Luanna, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good evening. And can't believe it. It's time to wrap up the show. And Doris, I'm sorry we didn't get to you. Dawn, sorry we didn't get to you. Next week, give us a call. Thank you so much for joining me on interviews. I'm Kimmy Rose, and go on over to my website, kimmyrose.com. Until next week, peace.